Hey, my friends. Welcome to Mount Woman Radio. I am your host, Tammy Treyer, and today is episode number 255. And I think we're just going to sit back and relax and talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on and just a reminder of who's in control and some things that you can do for yourself and your family. So let me just begin that by saying, you know, how many of you sit and question and just are in awe that we are living out such weird times and such weird circumstances, right? You know, who would have thunk that we would be experiencing all the cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and just all the chaos and all the oddities and the political power tripping and all the things that are happening. There's just so much. And, you know, I'm just blown away so often that we are living, you know, that I'm personally living through these times. You know, it's just something that we've never really fathomed or, you know, thought that we'd experience in our time, right? And at that same time, you know, it makes me ponder, you know, gosh, what's it going to be like for my children? And my children are in their late 20s and 30, you know. So many of you have young children and are maybe looking to bring life into this world. And I want to encourage you to not be afraid. These are thoughts, you know, these are valid thoughts. These are things that I'm sure I'm not alone in thinking about. And I think that it's important that we feel what we need to feel and we think about these things. As always, you're going to always hear me say, you know, if you're, you know, traveling down a negative path, you don't want to stay there too long. And, you know, in me thinking about these things, it's not really in a negative way. It's just in a, like, wow, I'm really surprised, you know, that we're experiencing these things. But, you know, God said in the Bible, you know, that we are not exempt. You know, that we will experience, as Christians, we will experience rough times, oddities. And I will be the first to tell you that through those odd and unusual times is where the most growth in our lives happen. I have gone through some really horrific things, and you know, I don't wish any of them or any of those circumstances had been different. I look back on all of the things I've already walked out in this life in praise to God for bringing me through them, but also using those horrific events to make me who I am today. I'm really, and this is meant in a very humble way, but I am proud of who I am and how far I've come. Had I stayed stuck in those negative places and in those deep valleys that I had to travel, I wouldn't be in this beautiful place that I am today. And I really do feel that what I am walking out is beautiful. I love life. I love my home. And here I am sitting, for those of you that are on YouTube listening, it is sunny. We've had a monsoon winter. It has just been, the most miserable winter I've had here in all these 14 years, which is so much rain. And we did have some snow, but all that moisture and the snow mold, I was just not well all winter. And I have just been recharging in the sun for the last three days. And we have like two more days of it left, and then more rain and snow is coming our way. So I am really just praising God and being grateful for the place I live in, the place I'm at mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And because of that, it's taken me to a very good physical place. Even though I wasn't feeling well through winter, I feel good. I feel good. I'm in a strong place. And And that's where we all need to stay, is in a really good, strong spiritual place. Because when we are strong spiritually, emotionally and mentally will follow suit, and physical will follow behind. Because we need to be de-stressed. We need to be in a good headspace in order for our bodies to really rebalance and heal. So for those of you on a healing journey, if you are super stressed and you are worried about all the things going on in the world, I challenge you to start thinking more positively, write down your gratitude, and really start shifting where you're at. Because if you don't, you will never progress in a healthy fashion physically. So, you know, we've got to remember in this place that our world is in right now, regardless where you are listening from. I know I have audience members from all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, UK, Germany, all over. You know, regardless what's going on in your neck of the woods, we have to remember that God is in control. If you are asking, seeking, and knocking on His door every day, you know, I wake up every day and the first thing I do is just ask Him to guide my day, to use me how He sees fit, and to give me wisdom, knowledge, direction, and discernment for my day. And He does, every day. I know He's in control. I do not have fear and worry. I do not focus on those things. And honestly, like I've said many times, I don't experience those things anymore since my healing journey. I have so much faith and trust in Him that regardless what comes my way, I will roll. And I want you guys to have peace that He's working and that He knows how many hairs are on your head. He loves you. He cares for you. He will provide for your needs. And we just need to have trust and faith in Him and keep pulling into Him. It is weird. Our world is really, really weird. And there's a lot of things that are alarming ahead of us here. But when we have a relationship with Christ and we are centered in Christ, let's just put it this way. I couldn't imagine going through life without Him. I couldn't imagine going through circumstances without Him. And if you don't know Him, I encourage you to call into Him. Call, pray to Him. Ask for forgiveness for your sins and ask Him to come into your heart. And it may not feel any different, but trust me, He hears you and He will hear you. And feel free to reach out to me at podcast@mountainwomanradio.com and I will pray for you. These can be really tough times for many people, especially if you don't get out and you're stuck inside. I was trapped in my house all winter. Normally I can get out snowshoeing. There wasn't enough snow and when there was, it was raining. So when we're trapped inside, it can be a little rough. You know, we're in those four walls, we're in our head. So when you don't have a relationship with God, it can be really tough. And I want to encourage you to pull into Him. I want to encourage you to put your faith and trust in Him. But I want to encourage you to do what you can and the best you can for yourself and your family. There are some really weird things surfacing. So I just want to encourage you to be sure that you have plenty of food and that you have means of having extra power in the event that you lose power and you need power. You know, get yourself some sort of a solar powered generator. There's all kinds of different sizes available. I've shared the Ninja Bat with you guys before that we use for our solar and our power here. And you can find that by going to mountainwomanradio.com/ninjabat, B-A-T-T. But have yourself, be prepared. Be prepared, you know, just like you were during the pandemic where you had food and water, and just think of the things that you needed during that time and make sure you have them now. I'm hoping that through these last several years that you've began to stock up on things a little differently after those circumstances that we went through. But I really, if you're not to that place where you have like 2 months worth of food available to you in your home at all times, I really want to encourage you to do that. It's really important. And, you know, for many of us, we've been doing this for a long time. So, you know, 2 months is not in our sights. You know, we want to have more available to us. We want to be greater prepared. But for those of you that are new, that are joining, and you don't have at least 2 months worth of food and water stored up in your home, and if you live in an apartment, trust me, I have a lot of friends that live in apartments, and under their bed, in their closets, in their linen closets, under their couch, behind their couch, you find a way to store things. And it's not as complicated as you may think it is. So I want to encourage you to be prepared. You know, the internet has been fluctuating. Social medias have been down. Internet has been down. Phones have been down. You know, the cell towers and the cell services have been down across the country. Weird weather surfacing all over the place. Heavy winds, hail, heat, fires, tornadoes, monsoons. There's a lot happening, but again, we need to remember God's in control. But God does not want us to be sitting idle. He wants us to be active. And I want to encourage you to be not to be idle, but to be active. And I want to encourage you to be prayerful. He asks us to ask. If you think about it, ask, seek, and knock. If you use the first three letters, ask. He wants us asking. He wants us communicating. And truly, the deeper the relationship you have with Him, and the more you want to fellowship and have that relationship, the more He shows up. Truly, it's amazing. It's really, really amazing. I could tell you story after story after story of how He shows up in my life, and it's so amazing. That's what makes me love my life so much, is that He's in everything, and He shows Himself in everything, and He shows Himself in very personal ways to me, and I hear His still small voice. And I know I've mentioned this here before, but in my 30s, I was seeking that. How do you hear that still small voice? Ask every Christian I knew. Nobody knew. Well, I'm telling you today, I hear it, and I figured out how. It's just having a relationship with Him. So regardless if you're going through the good, the bad, or the ugly, we should be talking to Him all the time. We should be praising Him all the time. Because even in my deepest and darkest moments in my life, He was always there. I can look back to this, you know, look back right now and see so many ways that He was present in all of those circumstances. And right now, in this chaos, He's present also. Don't think He's not here. Don't think He's not hearing your prayers. Don't think that He doesn't care. He loves you. He loves your family. And He wants a relationship with you. So to add additional comfort to your life through these times, I want to really encourage you to pull in. Pull in. Build that relationship. Seek Him. Love Him. And let Him love on you. And you are worthy. Because we need to remember that we are all cracked vessels. We are all cracked pots. His light is shining through each of us. He loves us. He has forgiven us. And we need to realize that we are worthy. And He is here. So when you get into those moments of despair and concern and worry through our current times, I want you to turn your worry into praise and praise Him for what you do have. and what you are able to do. So that's my message for today. And I just want to encourage you to keep seeking Him. If you need to be surrounded by like-minded people and people that understand you, you can go to mountainwomanradio.com/community and join my community. I would love to have you. My community would love to have you. We are a more the merrier kind of bunch. And I think now more than ever, we need to join forces and support one another. So just know you're loved. I love you all dearly. I pray for our audience all the time, every day. And I just want to encourage you to pull in and to seek Him and to just do what you can do. Okay. And know that, you know, He loves you and He cares. So I will see you on the next episode. You guys take care and God bless.